How to maintain health and vitality into your golden years of life. Can the young at heart lead an active and productive life?
When I wake up in the morning and get out of bed, if I just went on how I felt, I would think I'm in my 20s. So I know for sure my diet, definitely, my vegetarian diet has done a lot for me.
Welcome, energetic viewers. Today on our show, Mimi Kirk, a septuagenarian, proves that advanced age does not need to correlate with deteriorated health. Winner of a contest titled Sexiest Vegetarian Over 50, organized by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or more commonly known as PETA, Mimi was the oldest contestant at age 71 and won hands down with her youthful looks and radiant smile. Mimi shows that there is nothing more appealing than a person who exudes compassion and respect for oneself as well as other beings. Since winning the contest, Mimi has been invited to be a speaker at many events, such as the Women's International Summit for Health, and interviewed by numerous media such as NBC, Fox, KUSI-TV, U.S. national television show The Doctors, and ARIA TV in Bulgaria, regarding her secrets for staying so youthful, vibrant, and healthy.
Every day I get tons of email and people tell me I've inspired them to change their diet. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, you know, every week.
For this special episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, Ms. Mimi Kirk shares with us what to eat to stay fit and forever young, as well as how to create a lavish raw vegan food party.
Hi, welcome to my kitchen. It's quite a small kitchen, as you can see, but I've turned out fantastic meals here for 50 or more people for a party. When I went raw, I decided I had to duplicate all the foods that I used to love when I ate the regular food. Now I eat completely healthy, and I have a wonderful abundance of greens and tomatoes and things from my garden, and I shop at the farmer's market. I think quality food is really important, and I think display is very important. So I wanted to call this show The Art of the Raw Food Party, because it is an art, I think. So come on over here and let me take you through a few things. This is a salad here, and I call it my five chop salad. It has, and I do it differently all the time. This one has broccoli and string beans and fennel and carrots and zucchini and these wonderful healthy seeds. And it's a magical salad. It's got a little tahini in it and some dates and some olive oil and some really beautiful herbs. Fresh herbs are chopped up on here, some dill and other things. You can chop it the night before, and you can make your dressings a week before even and have that to just mix in the morning before you plate your meal. And this was just simply plated with a lot of, this is a beautiful red chard that I put here. And then this I just absolutely love, because I always love the tomato and buffalo mozzarella when I traveled in Italy. So I decided to duplicate this. And if you can believe it or not, these little rounds here are made out of nut cheese. And they have to cure for, the nut cheese has to cure for 24 hours. And all it has in it is, this one's made with macadamia nuts and some lemon and some probiotics, which is a very healthy kind of thing that helps ferment your food and cure it. And I let that sit for 24 hours, and then I added the lemon, and I put a little nutritional yeast in it, which is not raw. That's the only thing in here that isn't. And these are beautiful tomatoes that are purple heirlooms, and I just love them. I just think they're fantastic. So there's my ode to my favorite dish from Italy. This is a round-the-world tour we're having here today. These are little corn tortillas that I made. And they are just fantastic. And all they're made with is just corn and a little blonde flaxseed and a little piece of onion, all in your food processor. And then I dehydrated them until they were crisp overnight, 20 hours, 24 hours, and to make these little tortillas. And on there is guacamole, a little salsa, and a little nut sour cream. So this looks like the real stuff. So that's my little Mexican oat. This is more of a little Asian flavor here. It's sweet potato and hijiki seaweed. And it's got a fabulous dressing on it. I used a lot of basil in here for the dressing, and olive oil. I fixed it last Thanksgiving, actually, with a bunch of other foods that I made, and this was a big hit. People just devoured this. So this is a beautiful, this is a beautiful dish to serve. And here, this is another one of my favorites. This is an Italian antipasto. These are some zucchini flowers from our garden. And you can stuff them with a little cheese, a little feta cheese that's made pretty similar to the other cheese. And you can steam them with a little oil in your dehydrator. And this is just marinated peppers. And these olives are raw olives, and they're marinated in an Italian chop that I do, and with garlic. And those you can make 2 weeks before if you'd like. And this is all cut during the day. Remember, all your dressings are made. That's the best part of this. And here we have one of my favorite dishes that I eat all the time. This is stuffed mushrooms. They're baby bellas, and they're stuffed with pesto. And it's just 2 cups of basil and pine nuts, 1/2 cup of nuts, which I use walnuts and pine nuts, olive oil and garlic. You can put a little nutritional yeast in it. Grind that up. Takes 6 minutes. I timed it. 6 minutes to make that. Then you wipe your baby bellas and you stuff them, and you dehydrate them for about an hour. That usually does it. These are spectacular. They're good warm. Wonderful warm, and you can make the larger mushrooms if you were doing a dinner party. But these make a wonderful appetizer. This is dessert, which is so delicious. But I made one base with cashews. These are cheesecakes. They all came out of the same base of 3 cups of cashews. I divided it into threes. In this one, I added cacao and made some little chocolate pieces to put on top of it. The crust is pecans and cacao nibs and dates. Very healthy and delicious. Now, seriously, not even if someone wasn't a vegan, they'd think this was a beautiful dish and good to eat. This one, I put peaches into the cashew nut cheese and raspberries. So this has a raspberry sauce. And let me just lift this out here for a second. I want you to see how pretty that is. Now, this gets frozen, and you want to leave it out about 15 minutes before you serve it. And this one, I love this one down here. This one is a maple pecan. It is so delicious, and I use a maple extract, and I use a little bit of maple on top of it. This one is just divine. They're all really, really good. A good thing to do is they can be cut into 6 pieces, and you can cut them after they're out of the freezer for a little bit and then stick them back in there, and you want to serve it partially frozen. It's just much better that way. And any of these can be brought to a potluck or whatever. They're pears and apple slices. I used a little lemon so they didn't discolor. They were soaking in that. And this is a sweet cheese. This is made from the same cheeses I made, and I just added a little sweetener to this, and that can be put on the fruit with nuts and dates. This is a really lovely platter to bring somewhere. And here's one other thing I want to show you that I love so much. This can be put in a vegetable platter if you want, but I just wanted to show you. This is a head of red cabbage that's been cut. It's very dramatic and fun and kind of crazy looking, I think. And I just love this. And that can be put in with vegetable dip also. So this is just a few ideas of what you can do for a party. And I wanted to make one thing for you by hand so you can see. So I'm going to make a little zucchini pasta. This tomatoes are from our garden, and some basil from our garden. And I'm using olive oil and salt and pepper. And I have a little capers, which is not raw, but I put this in. And then I can use some of those olives that I have back here. So I'm going to cut this to start in half. This tool here is called a spiruli, and you can buy this just about anywhere. This is an amazing tool. I love this. Watch what we get here. I used to love pasta. Now I can still have my pasta. It tastes just like pasta to me. Watch what's coming out of here. Look at this. This is spaghetti noodles. I just think this is pretty amazing. You can make this for a full party of people. You can make a Thai sauce with it if you like. I kind of like the old Italian way with just checca, which is just the tomatoes and a little garlic. You can salt it down and let it sit out. It actually is very nice if you let it sit for a couple hours. It dries it up a little bit and not as much water in it. Isn't this just amazing? This is all vegan food. It shows you what you can do. And I know when people say that they need their protein and stuff, I'm really healthy. I get everything I need from this food. It's so alive. It makes me feel that way. So I'm going to put this into my bowl. Here's my wonderful Moroccan bowl. I love things from around the world, food and houseware stuff. So put that in, a little olive oil, a few turns of salt. And you notice the salt I'm using is pink. This is pink Himalayan salt. So this is wonderful salt. It doesn't work like the regular salt. This is really healthy for you. Okay, this is basil from my garden. It's so amazing to plant a seed and have something grow. This is one of my happiest moments is when I go out to my garden. Some of my tomatoes don't make it in the house because if I get out there, I'm eating them before I even bring them in. The next thing we're putting in here is some basil. I'm going to crush a little garlic. I really want you to try some of these things I made back here and use your own ideas for some of the dressings and things. Let me cut a couple tomatoes here. You can add vegetables to this too if you like, and look at how beautiful this is. I mean, it really is stunning. You know, it's interesting, when I went raw, I found I can duplicate almost anything. Capers are not raw, but I just love them. I think they really add a lot, so I'm going to put that in there. And let me get a few olives back here. Any of this antipasto, the red peppers and so forth, you can throw that in too. I think that would be fantastic. Just going to take the pit out of this. This is a meal right here. This is a fantastic meal. And there you go. You could serve this to company. Look at that. I think that's pretty wondrous. A little ground fresh pepper on it. I make a wonderful cheese, a nut cheese, and it's cashews with salt and garlic in my food processor, and you just grind it up until it's fine, that looks like cheese, Parmesan cheese, and then sprinkle this on here. And I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope you try some of these dishes, and I hope you replace some of your meat meals with some of this, and some of your packaged foods with some of this, and feed it to your children and your friends, and I'm sure they're going to feel better. I feel great eating this. This is my lunch today. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And I hope you enjoyed my beautiful raw pasta dish. And this certainly is the noble way of living, being a vegan. Thank you so much.
Visit the fantastic and forever young Ms. Mimi Kirk online at youngonrawfood.com or search Mimi Kirk on Facebook.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.